Hello, podcast listeners. This offering is going to be a pranayama practice. I'm guessing it's going to be about in the 18-minute range. That's my estimate. And I'm going to give you some initial ideas of how you might use this practice. So this might be something that you revisit if a pranayama practice is new to your home practice or new to your yoga practice. You might not take in all the information on this first go-round. I'm also going to give you some different options, and you might find that as you come back to this podcast and practice it again and again, that you might choose different options each time as your exploration of your breath deepens. So that's the disclaimer. So there will be a lot of information. And so we're going to take this pranayama practice of Viloma breathing. And the translation of this is against the hair or against the grain. And the basic idea of this is that we're going to be pausing along the course of the inhalation to expand the capacity of the lungs and extend the duration of the breath. So we'll start with doing that on the inhale, then we will do it on the exhale, and then we'll do it both on the inhale and on the exhale. So to start this practice, it's important that you come to a comfortable position. So this could be sitting down, possibly in a chair, possibly on a bolster or a blanket, or lying down. If you are lying down, you might like to prop up the chest and the head on a bolster and or a blanket. So take your time to get into a position that feels supported. In meditation or in your breath work, it's important to situate yourself in such a way that you're not going to be distracted by discomfort or pain in the body. So once you have found your pose, invite yourself into this time and space for practice. And as you arrive with your body, notice what and where you're feeling. Again, ask that question if there is pain or discomfort, and how will you answer that? So bring in some more props, or choose a new position if that's the case. Release tension from the feet, the ankles, shins and calves, knees and thighs. Release the weight of the pelvis down. Root through the lower body. If you are in an upright seated position, lift the rib cage up away from the hips, expanding the sides of the waist. Shrug your shoulders up towards your ears, lifting into the armpits before looping the shoulders gently onto the back of the chest. Broaden the chest space, expanding already the capacity of the lungs. Tilt your chin parallel to the floor. Guide the sides of the neck gently back as you grow taller up through the crown of the head. Relax the hands and let the arms be heavy. Notice any lingering expression on the face and neutralize it. Allow the forehead to be broad, cheeks slack, eyelids heavy, nostrils soft, a gentle parting of the teeth and lips, and allow for the tongue to rest on the floor of the mouth. Turn your attention to your breathing. Direct breath in and out through the nostrils. As your attention turns towards the breath, make an effort to deepen the capacity of the lungs. and smooth the course of inhalation and exhalation. So I'll begin the Viloma instruction in just a moment. As I said, we're going to start with a concentration on the inhale. And I'm going to offer the option, or in my instruction, I'm going to have us hold the lungs full for about 3 seconds. I'll also offer 4 pauses on the way to full as we fill the lungs. So as you practice this, you might find that my instruction is beyond the capacity of your own lungs, or that my instruction does not give you the time you need to fully fill your lungs. So I'm going to go through it 3 times, and then after that time, you can explore this breath practice on your own. And you can pause more often. You can pause only 1 or 2 or 3 times on the way to full. You can hold the lungs full for a longer duration. So there's lots of options for you in your personal practice. So we're going to go through 3 times together, and then I'll give you 2 minutes to explore these retentions of the inhale on your own. So exhale, empty the lungs. Inhale and stop. Inhale and stop. Inhale and stop. Inhale, fill the lungs and hold full for 3, 2, 1. Smooth and complete exhalation. Empty the lungs. And again, inhale, stop. Inhale, stop. Inhale, stop. Inhale, fill and hold for 3, 2, 1, and empty the lungs slowly, evenly, completely. Last one together. Inhale, stop. Inhale, stop. Inhale, stop. Inhale, fill and hold for 3, 2, 1, smooth and complete exhalation. Okay, 2 minutes on your own. And again, you can take more or fewer pauses on your way to full lung capacity. You can skip the hold or elongate it. Less than a minute to go. This will be your final breath. exhale completely. And then resume your natural breath while I explain the next step. So on this next round, we're going to focus on retention during the exhalation. It's going to be very similar to the inhale. I'll instruct you to exhale and hold 4 times on the way to empty. And again, we will hold empty for 3 counts. After we go through it 3 times together, I'll give you 2 minutes to explore this practice on your own. And again, it's just the exhale this time. We're going to do a smooth, complete inhalation. Okay, so exhale completely. Inhale fully. Exhale, stop. Exhale, stop. Exhale, stop. Exhale, empty completely and hold out for 3, 2, 1, and smooth, deep inhalation. And exhale, stop. Exhale, stop. Exhale, stop. Exhale, empty the lungs and hold empty for 3, 2, 1. Smooth inhale, fill at the top. And exhale, stop. Exhale, stop. Exhale, stop. Exhale, push all that stale air out and stop for 3, 2, 1. You're on your own for 2 minutes. And again, you can take more stops or fewer. You can hold the breath empty for a shorter period or a longer period. You have about 30 more seconds. And you should be working towards your next and final exhalation, focusing on the exhalation. And when you've completed it, resume your natural breath. Okay, so we're going to put the parts together and we're going to do the retention, the pausing with the Viloma breathing on the inhale, pause at the top, retention, pausing of the exhalation, Viloma on the exhalation, pausing with the lungs empty. So like we've done before, I'll guide you through 3 rounds. If you would like an additional aspect of this, when you hold at the top, when you hold the lungs full, draw in and up on the pelvic floor, engaging Mula Bandha. So hold Mula Bandha while the lungs are full. Release Mula Bandha with the exhalation. When you are empty and you're holding the lungs empty, you can draw in Uddiyana Bandha. So drawing the belly button in towards the spine and up, as imagining the belly lifting up under the rib cage. So you can hold that as the lungs are empty and then release it as the lungs fill once again. So as I've said before, these are all options. And if you are new to this practice, if you're just doing Viloma breath for the first time, those probably aren't options that you need. So this could be something that if you are continuing this practice, that it's something that you explore as you get more well-versed in this practice. And I'm going to tell you myself, I'm not doing those things with my Viloma quite yet, but maybe you're ready for that. So let's go through it three times together. Empty the lungs. Inhale, stop. Inhale, stop. Inhale, stop. Inhale, hold for 3, 2, 1. Exhale, stop. Exhale, stop. Exhale, stop. Exhale, empty. Hold empty for 3, 2, 1. Inhale, stop. Inhale, stop. Inhale, stop. Inhale, stop, and hold for 3, 2, 1. Exhale, stop. Exhale, stop. Exhale, stop. Exhale, empty completely, and hold empty for 3, 2, 1. Last round together. Inhale, stop. Inhale, stop. Inhale, stop. Inhale, stop, fill for, hold full for 3, 2, 1. Exhale, stop. Exhale, stop. Exhale, stop. Exhale, empty, hold for 3, 2, 1. And let's give another couple minutes for this practice. So I'll give you 3 minutes, 4 minutes for this final round of Viloma breath. So once again, add your bandhas if that feels appropriate. Lengthen your inhalations if that feels appropriate. Shorten the inhalation and exhalation. And we're going to go with this for one more minute. Wherever you're at, this will be your final breath in the Viloma practice. Once you've completed that last breath, continue with your normal breathing. And if you're sitting cross-legged, you might just switch the cross of your legs. And then observe any changes to the breath after this breath practice. So this is a strictly breath practice, but I suggest that if you you would like, you can practice this unaccompanied. This can just be something you do in the morning or evening or even the middle of the day. This also might be tacked on to the beginning or the end of an asana practice. So please feel free to use this how you want, and hopefully it is useful to you. If you have any questions or requests, please contact me via the website, the Athens Public website, and I'll be happy to take requests for anything you'd like to do in the future on this podcast, or anything you think I could be doing better. I hope you enjoy, and I hope to hear from you.